hear the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that? 98 KUPD.
Talking a little football here over there. Congratulations, Cardinal fans. Hey, you know what? You got to give them this. As ugly and sloppy as that game was, they're winning against teams they should beat. If you're not a terrible team,
yep.
And they're not beating anybody special, but they're beating teams like, you know, the Bungles. They handled them. The Giants yesterday in New York, both those games on the road. Well done. So you got a little hope there. That's not bad. You've matched your win total from last year.
Wow, they only had 3 wins last year.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So Cardinal fans, you get a little pep in your step. You're feeling pretty good. Although yesterday's game was for the layman, if you didn't have a dog in the fight, so to speak, that was a tough one to watch.
Not putting people away, John.
Who, the Cardinals?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't know how
to let them back in. You know, they're young. A couple of times.
But yeah, you had some stuff going on there yesterday. And of course, Eric's Bears and Toledo Seahawks, Brady's Bungles, all. Boy, I watched.
Looking for a win, John.
I didn't even want it to, you know, because I know how it is when your team gets knocked around a little bit, and all the articles start coming out within 10 minutes of that Bears game ending. USA Today had a thing that said Bears season unsalvageable with this offense, and I'm like, oh my god, that's just. It's a Chicago writer.
So we got problems, John.
You got troubles. You got troubles up there, big kid.
Got trouble.
Well, you can't have a defense on the field for 40 minutes a game. That doesn't help.
No, yeah. If you punt every possession and then just leave your defense hanging.
And the worst part is after they were on the field for like 9 minutes, gave up a touchdown, and then they ran back the kickoff. I'm like, that's actually going to hurt them. Their defense is going to be out there longer.
Go back out.
Yeah.
You could also be a Chargers fan if there's any left.
Oh. Those poor bastards. Yeah, the NFL is really kind of a weird business right now of loyalty from the fans and excitement over a product that's really kind of slid. It's not fun to watch outside. Like even there was one really good game yesterday. I guess there were a couple decent games, but for the most part, everything was kind of like, oof. Some team just kept mucking up all night. It wasn't because the other team was so good. It's because there's so many mistakes. It's a very parody. It does this every 15 years. The parody thing comes in and evens everybody out to a point of mediocrity, and it shows. And that's kind of happening right now. If the Saints were healthy, my God, I can't even imagine how good that team would be.
They don't even need to be healthy.
No, they don't need to be. They don't need to be healthy to be really good. Teddy Bridgewater and the Latavius Murray and stuff. I mean, the lines must be incredible up there. So there's some hope that the Patriots don't win it all, but they will. And we all know it. Deep down, we all know it.
Stop it.
Again, plan
it. We got our bet. I got the field.
Yeah, that's right. Plan the parade now, New England. Have the Super Bowl parade now. The weather's lovely. You have about 1-2 more weeks tops before it all goes to crap, and then you're going to be in one of those winter parades again. Why would you do that to yourself? Your city stinks. At least enjoy the month and a half it's decent. It's going to start getting gross up there. Get the leaves changing and all that. It'll be a beautiful parade right now for the Super Bowl for the Patriots. Which is inevitable. It is. The biggest threat they've got are the Bills. And I watched them struggle with the Dolphins for 2.5 quarters yesterday. Of course, again,
you can't exactly.
Every team that plays the Dolphins from here on out is kind of going to look like, all right, maybe.
Potential trap.
Yeah, oh, geez, we better get on our game here. We're playing the
Those games are just for guys like Brady for Fitzmagic.
Yeah, so you can say nicknames.
It's not fair to have the Dolphins and the Bengals in the same conference. Throw one of them in the NFC. Come on.
Look, none of it's very good, but those two are ridiculous. Tankers. The NFC just won't. They've got too much pride left in the National Football Conference to tank out loud. Not in the AFC.
I think Matt Ryan might have finished up the season. Don't bother.
If I was him, I'd go into the garage and hit my foot in that.
Go ahead, Matt Schaub. Knock yourself out.
Hammer myself. Yeah, so football's
the. That's their backup? He's still in the league?
Yeah.
Yep.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you get to see the glory.
He was 6 for 6 in mop-up duty yesterday.
Yeah, it's a bad product right now. You got all those, like Matt Morris, the Chiefs' new quarterback for a little while. Oh, boy. I'm going to watch some really quality backup
quarterbacks. All he's got to do is keep the ship upright for 3 weeks, John.
And you're telling me that in a few years they're not going to sit back and look at a year like this and go, wow, we lost a lot of quarterbacks this year. Two-hand touch from here on out. We'll do some storylining.
Oh, it's coming.
And Antonio Brown evidently interviewing with 3 or 4 different teams right now. So they just keep going back to the well
How does that happen
of WWE.
the Raiders owner's text?
Yeah, because Mark Davis is like, he wanted to leave.
Hello.
Like, he asked to not get paid a bunch of times. We said okay. Now he wants $30 million to have not played here and to have begged to be fired, which we did for him. Why do I owe him money again? Somebody tell me why I owe him money. Isn't this the case with everybody who signs a deal and says, please let me out of this deal, please. I won't ask for anything, please, 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 and then turns around and says, I had a guaranteed deal. But that's because Antonio Brown is just maybe the dumbest person on the planet. That's right. Actually, I may be the dumbest person on the planet. There was a great thing yesterday. Actually, it was Saturday afternoon. The Sklar brothers, the comedians,
yeah,
ask me to do these anonymous things. Like occasionally they have a voicemail segment on their podcast, and I'll call as like Chris Berman, like searching for something. Like recently Chris Berman doesn't know how to get, like he can't figure out why his show isn't on ESPN. He's like, cause he's on ESPN Plus, but we're making it clear that he thought he got hired back. You know, every time I go on the network, my show isn't on and I don't even know what this is. I need your Netflix password. Stuff like that where he's trying to figure out where is my show because it's on the internet. So just goofy little weird things and we'll come up with that. Recently, we've done one where I called him just out of the blue as Liam Neeson and he's been trapped in a giant Costco.
Still going on?
But this is the fun part.
That's awesome.
So I did a few of them and they loved them. And so, like, just like every once in a while, whenever it strikes, you call. So sometimes I'm in the car, and I'll be like, no, Randy, Jason. And I go on and on for, like, 1 minute, and I'll just do a little thing of what he's seen, and that the Halloween decorations are actual real skeletons of other people who have been trapped inside the Costco and couldn't find their way out in years and years. So it's been these funny little vignettes, they call them. So I've been doing this for a while, and I've been firing them over to Randy Sklar. I just do a voice memo on my phone and then email it to Randy or text it. And Randy a while ago said, hey, fire them off on email to me, but you can keep this up. So I'm like, okay. So I'm texting these little voice messages and sending them off. And it's been about probably 3 weeks where I haven't heard anything back from them. So just out of the blue, I fired off. I'm like, hey, these still good? You guys still want me to do this? What's going on? And I just got a text back that said, why do you send me this? Evidently, about 7.5 years ago, I had lunch with a guy named Randy who was trying to get me to help out with some charity thing of his. And I put his number in my phone. And I've been sending him out of the blue after having not spoken to him since like 2013. Liam Neeson trapped in a Costco every couple days for no reason at all. And he's never said a word. So when I finally said, do you like this? Do you like what I'm doing? Why do you send me
these? I'm needy.
He didn't even say, like, please stop.
Man, he's
it.
A weird guy.
Yeah, that dude is nuts. Hello, Randy. And I would always start it with that. So he's thinking, it's me. Hello, Randy. It's Liam Neeson here. I've been trapped inside this Costco for about a fortnight now. And I'm stealing all these things. And I'll go on and on about, like, where I'm sleeping and how I have to change my clothes at the cargo shorts center. And he's eating all the samples. That's how he's sustaining his life. And then once he got into the back of a truck and they took him to another Costco because he thought he was escaping, but it was just a delivery. And
that's free entertainment.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, hey, you know, congratulations. You've just gotten high-end free entertainment for the last month and a half for no reason at all from a guy. And then the best part of it, afterwards, I get a text that says, who is this? Like, so he's clearly erased me.
So how do you enter names? And you had him in your phone.
Just Randy. Well, I didn't ever assume I'd talk to him again. I wasn't interested in helping.
Is Randy Sklar right underneath him?
Well, yeah, it's Randy Sklar. So when I do Randy, I'm just popping that one. And I'm not thinking I know any other Randy. So I'm like, I must have it in there as Randy. I'm not looking for Sklar, which is what I should have been doing the entire time. But I've been texting this Randy individual.
Yeah, delete the bad Randy.
I did. I got rid of him. He's gone. Bad Randy is no longer
no
part
mistakes.
Of this.
No mistakes.
No more mistakes with bad Randy. But he has, I can't imagine his end of it. It's like this weird dude who knows keeps sending me this strange thing about a guy trapped in a Costco. And he has never once texted me back saying, stop it, or who is this, or why is this happening?
I guess he didn't like it.
But he didn't like it or didn't. Why do you send me these? That was the response. Why do you do this? Huh?
I just love his reaction when they come over.
Oh, God. And he's listening to him. Yeah. What's going on?
This is so weird.
Why do you send me these?
Maybe this one's different. No. Nope.
Is he trying to kill me? So I can only imagine he's taking it to, like, authorities. I haven't responded. This guy's nuts.
Or maybe he thinks if he doesn't know who it is, maybe it's Liam Neeson.
Or that's what he thinks. I'm sure that's
messages.
Please let that be true.
Hello, Randy. It's Liam Neeson. I just wanted to let you know I'm still trapped in a Costco. We've never met.
Can we go to every Costco around the valley, please?
And I'm actually hoping that he has a friend or a brother named Jason. Because occasionally, like, Randy, Jason, how are you? I've been sending the not Sklar brothers all this stuff. And so I text Randy Sklar last night. I'm like, you're not going to believe this. I haven't abandoned you guys. I've been doing the work. I've been kicking in. And he goes, yeah, we just thought you didn't want to do it. I'm like, no, I've been sending them to the wrong Randy. And then every once in a while, I haven't done this yet. Every once in a while, the guy would have gotten, hey, it's Chris Berman or Randy. Just a couple questions. And I'm going to fire off Chris Berman stuff to him like I'm auditioning for whatever he is. Because the guy didn't listen to the show. I was introduced to him through a friend who says, my buddy Randy has this charity thing. Randy's probably 62, 63-year-old man. Probably not up on texting strangers. So it was a pretty nice little moment for the both of us. And I'm sorry to Randy, the non-listener, whose last name I do not know. And I'm sorry I didn't involve myself in your event a few years ago that you asked me to be part of, but seven long years later.
That's the best you could do right there.
Seven long years later.
Use that.
I contribute with this.
God, you didn't even do his event?
No.
What a jerk.
It wasn't for me. It was like ballet shoes for kids with no feet or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
But he made an impression enough to for you to enter him
in
your phone.
It was one of those things where like, hey, yeah, sure, I'll call you. And then, ooh, call me in. So I called him. And then, you know, we blip back and forth, so his number's in there. I'm like, I put it right in front of you, but I just put Randy because I had no interest in all the rest of it. He's a nice man. I just didn't have any interest in his thing.
You ghosted him.
So I ghosted the old man. Back when I knew him, he was in his early 50s. Now, he's old and confused, and he's got Liam Neeson. He's probably, what if he went on like some, I got to find him. I got to help Liam. So that was kind of an interesting, odd thing, and I felt really bad about.
I love text misfires.
Oh, text misfires. Especially over a period of a month. At least send back, what are you doing? Who is this? At least give that to
who
me.
Who doesn't respond?
Not interested.
Somebody who listens and goes, jackass. Jackass did it again. Well, I responded back to that black family that had me on their thread immediately. And it wasn't even a who's this. It was, I went in on whatever the barbecue is. And it turned out it was in like San Bernardino or
could have made the haul.
You could have gone to Uncle Bull's.
Yeah, Bull and Kitty, where Bull was getting out of the joint. Jerk. But that was when I was calling myself Anthony, whenever they would ask, who are you? Anthony, man, you remember me from the last picnic. And then individually one said, who is this? And I said, it's Anthony, yo. I'm white. And I just remember that. I remember that being the last time I corresponded with that guy.
Yes, he's coming to dinner.
Hey, man, it's Anthony, Uncle Boo, Aunt Kitty. You remember me from the above ground pool party. I'm white. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I'll stop then.
That's unfortunate.
He just kept sending me pictures of this guy from the 70s who was about to get out of jail for something horrible. And Aunt Kitty's been waiting the whole time. I don't know how I got on the thread, but I was on the thread. There was a one number difference between my 480 number and another 480 number. They started this big, they were all going to have a big get together and a barbecue, and Bull got out. And I'm like, I'm going.
It could have been good.
Oh, yeah. It would have been, it was in a city just west of Riverside, if I remember right. So, awful. But there, I'd have rolled right up. It's only 2.5-3 hours away. I'd have done it.
John, will you post your calls to Randy? I'm a Randy, and I would love to have them in my phone.
I did delete Randy, and I'm just going to start over, because they were timely. So I have to start over with the Sklars, because it doesn't make any sense.
Out of context?
Yeah, to start talking about, you know, the Ukraine calls and potential impeachments. Doesn't make sense now.
Oh.
But give me your number if your name is Randy, and I'll fire him to you as well. The next one should air Tuesday on the Sklar Brothers podcast.
So they've been without one for a while?
They haven't had one since the first one I did. They thought I just quit. And we used to text back and forth. I'd send them to them. I'm like, is this okay? And they'd be like, that's brilliant. Great job. And then for whatever reason, from there on, I switched Randy's. It's the case of the second Randy. Everybody's got one of those. But I don't ever put people's names in phones properly at all. Jay Moore.
Yeah, I run into that.
Jay Moore 2017, Jay Moore 2019. And I think I have them backwards.
You do, instead of editing the number,
he put it right in front of him.
I showed him the phone. I'm like, I've got your 2017 number. I've only had one number. I'm like, that's not
well,
true.
Well, that one.
No, that's not that true because I have two of them in here for you.
That one was when I was
the drugs.
Was when he was married and when he had all the, you know, and he had to switch out for
child support. Like an 800 number for a while.
Yeah, it was hard. It was hard to get a hold of Jay for a little bit. Anyway. And then now Halloween right around the corner. And there's a thing they did on the news last night, and it was in the AZ family this morning, about the kids who have blue carriers for their candy are autistic. And they're announcing that. It's tough for them to say trick-or-treat. That was the thing last night. It's like, it's hard for my kid. This was the quote the lady said last night. My kid is very uncomfortable trick-or-treating. It's not even really fun for him. So when you say trick-or-treat, it puts him in an uncomfortable spot, and I don't think you should do it. And I'm like, no, you shouldn't take the kid who hates trick-or-treating out just because you're living the life you want him to live. If your autistic kid hates it,
why would you make him?
Why would you make him go up there and then blame me for saying, "Got
to
say thanks"?
Well, they just need to go to the boring houses. You don't take him to the haunted house with the noise and the strobe lights.
Well, the thing she was complaining about was like a lot of times he'd walk up and somebody goes, "You don't get any candy unless you say trick or treat," which is something I do.
Oh,
and John, then the kid's like, and just runs off, and I'm like, he's not enjoying this. If that's too much for him. Trick or treat, and he's like, well, he wants to be out with the other. No, he doesn't. You do. That kid's not having any fun.
What you're supposed to do, John, is like, oh, he has a blue bag. He's on the spectrum.
Right, he is.
Here's your candy.
Yeah, point him out. Point him out.
This one's different.
She was just tired of whispering, he's autistic.
He's got autism. Quit talking to him. You're making Halloween awful. I'm like, I'm not. You are. He doesn't like talking to strangers or knocking on doors.
Trick-or-treating! The person answering.
What you're asking for is a different thing.
What you're asking for is us to go, is everything all right? Come to your house and drop off candy, which is not trick-or-treating. It's the opposite. And I'm sorry that your kid's got the thing, but don't blame me for saying trick-or-treat or no candy. And he starts smashing his head into a window like Rain Man. That's not my problem.
Yeah, you're such a dickhead. You'll make him do impressions. Say hot water burn baby.
Yeah, do the thing. Oh, a blue basket. I love these. Boogity, 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 boogity. Let's be social. Who wants to socialize? You? Crying ghost?
What's the matter with you?
If you're saying to me trick-or-treating makes him uncomfortable, whose fault is it that you brought him to my house? You. No, he doesn't. If the words... people feel like
kids want candy.
No, the parent wants him to participate.
I know.
Yeah, it's the mom that was trying to get him to be in a normal situation.
I don't know. You know that for sure? I mean, I don't know. An autistic kid, I would imagine, would want to.
Somebody said, this is her quote.
Everybody else out there doing it.
Your son can say trick or treat. Yeah, you know what else you see? Like a kid without legs sees everybody else playing soccer. He can't do it. It's the same thing.
Different.
It is not. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Somebody said your son can say trick-or-treat candy at the time he was 7. And I said my son has autism. And it's a totally scary environment for him. He doesn't like to be put in these situations.
Man.
And the guy's like, this is my fault?
Why are you throwing him out
there? That's the mom's quote. Hopefully the blue bucket will keep people from questioning him. Well, how about you just say Halloween's not for you?
Just take him to family members' houses.
There you go. Take him to comfortable situations, but don't bang on my door. And when I go, hey, trick or treat, and I'm having fun, and you're like, how dare you? You son of a bitch. He's got a blue pumpkin. Like, I don't even know what's that? What's that? I don't know what your kid's problems are. I don't want to know what your kid's problems are. You bring your kid's problems to my door, they're still your problems. They're not coming in. It's just a thing.
Even the night of, I always forget, or I don't even look sometimes at the
I'm not looking.
Buckets.
I'm not analyzing a child. I'm not a therapist. I tell fart jokes for money. I'm not going to go blue bucket. Oh, this one's got a red bucket. AIDS. This one's got breast cancer or something.
Yeah, you're making us do too much work.
Yeah,
man.
I'm not doing anything. I already bought your kid candy. If he's going to lose it on my porch because I said say thank you, that's your fault. I just went out and spent a couple $100 on Kit Kats that I don't get. Well, I do. I get a lot of them.
Yeah, you do.
But still. You get
Everybody
my point.
Does.
You get my point. I eat $100 worth of those, $200 worth of Kit Kats. I rode my bike about 150 miles this weekend just because I know Halloween's right around the corner.
There's a reason you buy the good candy.
Oh, yeah. That bag's going to the... Yeah, I'm not buying Almond Joys. And I say it's for them. I know kid wants Almond Joys. That's for... Kit Kats and Reese's Cups. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, that's all we're buying in this house. I'm taking care of those children.
We get good candy because I remember the houses used to give out bad candy. Then you open that freezer the week before and you go, oh, frozen Kit Kats.
And then you've eaten them all and then you're giving them like popcorn balls you had to make right in a second.
Yeah.
Figure out something.
Crap.
Do you guys like White Claw? No laws in the White Claw world.
That's all we got left.
Your kid's autistic. He'll drink it.
You got to deal with the blue buckets. You got to deal with the adults getting candy for their one-year-old
for
baby.
Their infants. It's coming again. And somehow or another, that's our fault now. Somehow the world spun that on its ear to be, I'm the dick that went out and bought your kid candy, and now I have to treat him a certain way if he's dressed in all blue. No.
A kid's got to be able to walk. Don't roll your stroller up here.
Yep. And then unless he's a wheelchair-bound boy.
That's different.
And even then.
What do you mean?
It's difficult because I don't know how to do it. I just throw candy at him. Gut shot.
He's still got a bucket.
Yeah, somebody, John missed it.
Yeah, it's hanging off the
It's not basketball, you prick.
It's hanging off the handle. Who's going to feed that to him? You know what I should do is unwrap it and just stuff it in his little mouth. I'll have a blender on the patio for the kids who look like they can't chew or something. It's ridiculous. If your kid is socially unable to handle somebody saying, say thank you, and it flips him out, and you can't go. I'm sorry. You want him to be normal. You want this situation. Don't make it my fault. Don't make it I feel bad.
So, all right, well, it's awareness, right? So let's say a kid with a blue bucket walks up to you now. You know that what it is.
Yeah, you're aware.
No, I'm going to try to shake his hand. I'm going to see if I can create a problem.
He did say trick-or-treat.
I'm going to shake my hand, young man. You have to be a social animal in this world or you just die. You shrivel up and die.
Nothing until you say it.
Mom, I hate it.
Sorry about that.
Better be careful screwing with some of those autistics. They'll scream to no end.
That's what I want. And I'll put my and then when he screams, I'll just have my curly and I'll just put one foot on the ground and do circles going 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. He woke up my OCD. Little bastard, this is your fault. You want to blame me for your kid's problems? Watch me act.
I'm just going to
I'll put on a show on that patio. We'll see who can out-goof somebody.
He's got autism. I've got problems, too. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. I can't go in my home. I can't go in my home. Milk goes in the left hand. Milk goes in the left hand.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? You brought a sick kid to my door, and it's my fault.
My husband has a tough time handing out candy.
Yeah.
You're in an all-blue outfit.
I can't believe you guys did that. Doorbell ringing. It makes him so nervous. Why do you have your lights on? We want to participate. Stop it. Stop making your problems everyone else's problems. I'm sorry your kid has the thing. But if Halloween is driving him bananas, guess what you shouldn't do?
But he wants to be.
No, you want him to be. And if that kid screams,
well, John, you had a fear of clowns, but you still went out on Halloween.
Yeah,
right?
But it wasn't debilitating. It was just, ugh.
And probably if you saw one at that house, you weren't going up to that house.
No, it wasn't debilitating. It didn't stop me. It made me go, that's the worst one. I don't like those. But that's kind of the fun of it.
It does have Kit Kats.
Because I was functional. So I could wander up and go, sure, hate those clowns. Thanks for the Kit Kats. But I wouldn't go up and go, clown! And then have my mom go, you can't dress as clowns because he hates clowns. That's your fault.
John, I thought everyone was like me. You get good candy for the kids that dress up and say trick-or-treat and they're polite and all that. You get circus peanuts and Necco wafers for right. the adults that are dicks and for the kids who can't perform.
That's wise.
That's a good idea. I didn't think of that. Yeah. The circus peanuts. Worst thing ever created.
Yeah. I'll eat,
Brady likes them.
I'll eat one.
Oh, no.
I don't know how you get through a bag of circus peanuts.
Nobody likes
them. Can't
even eat
one.
I'll eat one.
Bob Ray loved them.
Bob Ray?
Yeah.
You just have one to remind yourself how bad it is.
Bob Ray of... Not the Elliot, Bob Elliot.
No, my neighbor, Bob Ray.
Oh, man, you hung it at that Ray house a lot.
How's Laser's Halloween
construction
extravaganza?
Started.
No, it hasn't started. He'll do it the day before.
Oh, no kidding.
Really?
Has over 100 people building.
The day
It'll
before?
It'll be done. It's like raising a barn.
That doesn't seem very badass. If it's
He's
only
got
takes
it mapped out on the grid already.
Oh, does he? Are you helping with that? Are you assistant at least or no?
Yeah, help him out. Not so much in the interior of the garage. That's too much work. I got my own thing.
For you or for Laser to have you involved?
I got a couple of ghouls that will, you know.
Help out.
Yeah.
Somebody just texted me and said, my kid's diabetic. I'm going to put sirens on their head and get furious when you hand them candy.
I'm going to have two lines.
Yeah.
Blue bucket line.
Blue bucket, diabetes, AIDS, all that stuff. I'm just going to be the most PC house you can imagine. Does your child have AIDS? AIDS. Okay. Here's some of that medicine that you needed. That Z-Pax or something. Give you some Zithrocam.
John, this is the exact reason why I moved to a 55-plus community.
Man, that's great. Brady, the kid, you're only a few months away from starting to look. Have you talked to Ronnie about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd she think? She's going to send you off?
Yeah. She says enjoy that community.
She seems happy about that.
John, shouldn't old Jer be involved in this conversation to ask him if he uses the blue carrier?
He just texted me and said, trick-or-treating doesn't make some of them uncomfortable. It's the talking to strangers part. Right. If it's not debilitating, then you don't need to announce that they're blue kids.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're just going to have a couple moments of like, that was a little off. But if they can't handle it, the say trick-or-treat or thank you, and it sends them through the moon, so much to the point where I have to change my behavior on, I will, but you realize that's your thing. Like if a blue bucket comes to my door, I'll just throw candy in. I'm like, this, and then the problem's going to be at my house, it almost all happens at once. I know yours is 10 times busier, but I have these moments where there's like a kid at my door and then all of a sudden 30 kids are charging the driveway. That's going to make him nervous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just because it's at my house, is it going to be a problem? I don't even trip in
whether
the
phone. It's at your house or not, just being on the street will make him
mashing his stupid melon.
If you think about when the kids are younger, like, because I remember taking Kaylin out and she would be scared either way. Like,
sure.
When she first started going out, she'd be hiding behind me or something.
Right.
So, like, you just kind of have to do the same thing as an adult. I mean, you just
right.
My kid's a little freaked out.
It's not normal. Yeah. He hates this.
I'll take
and I
the candy.
Force him to do it. essentially what you're doing. I force this child who hates social interaction to do this. And if you say anything wrong, I'll be angry. And I don't care because I will piss all over the patio to show that I'm crazier than your kid.
John, I've taken my cues from your morning intro. I'm going to dress up as Walker Texas Ranger this year. Tell all the kids that they have AIDS.
I'm not making them say trick or treat. Hi, little fella. You've got AIDS, and I'm Walker, Texas Ranger. Go tell your mama what I just told you.
John, can you help me out? What bucket should I use? My daughter is a lesbian. She can't have any candy with nuts.
You know that. You get the dad joke bucket.
Oh, jeez.
Dirty dad joke bucket. Which is just Brady's head.
Laffy Taffy.
Yeah, give him Laffy Taffy or Snapple Caps. Anyway, yeah, I saw that article and I just shook my head. I'm like, really? You're going to try to make other people feel bad for this? Do you hear yourself? He hates when strangers ask him to say thank you. He loses his mind. So don't. He's got a blue bucket. Yeah. Don't. He hates social interaction. He can't stand talking to people. We take him trick-or-treating so he can be normal. That's making him less normal. It's the opposite.
But the kids, I mean, you know, a lot, get you know, when they figure out, I say trick or treat and I get sugar.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know what autism does. I don't know if that's the case. He just doesn't want people talking to him and you force him to go to the door.
John, if a kid wants to do something, they will overcome their pitfalls.
Mm.
In my son's baseball team, one kid is missing a hand due to a birth defect and he's one of the best players on the team. These crazy liberal parents need to quit putting their insecurities of their children on the get real public.
Tell you what, man. Your team came in last. You got that 17-handed team.
We lost to a team with 17
hands. How bad are the other
kids?
You
sucks just lost to a team with 17 hands. You realize how terrible that makes me look as a coach? Able-bodied 18-handed team going out there getting thumped by some 17-handed
team. Go put your blue uniforms on, boys.
My man, put your glove on the right hand.
Yeah, I ain't got no right hand, coach.
Goddamn. One-handed team.
The kid with one hand is hitting homers right and left.
Right.
All these two-handed kids are just sucking.
We got Jews. We got Spicks. Now we got a kid with one head.
It's Tanner all grown up.
Man, your self-esteem as a two-handed kid is just going down the crap.
Oh, crap. I can't get this kid out. Standing up there with a bat.
Trevor's kicking my ass.
What's he doing? He had another hand double.
He's so good.
He's got one hand.
If I was a coach, I'd be like, what's wrong with you?
Hit it to the kid with one hand.
No. One for the cycle.
Your team's terrible. He's one of the best players. It's a bad baseball team. I know Jim Abbott fans are going to crawl out of the woodwork. That's one.
He didn't hit.
He couldn't hit. It was amazing what he was pulling off, but it doesn't mean that every one-handed person all of a sudden grabbed a glove and got good at it. That's a bad baseball team. I definitely, as a coach, would be like, 2, 4, 6, 7, 9, what's going on here? Yeah, you have to have both hands. That's a rule I have as a coach during tryouts. All right, let's take a look at what we got here. You, with the glove kind of dangling on his head like a lampshade. What's going on there? I got a nub. Oh, you're out. Next kid.
Oh, no, crap. Let me see that.
Yeah, no, I'm not letting that kid try out. Not on my team. Yeah, go play for a suck team.
Pitcher's really the only spot you can.
How do you hit? With my other hand. You got no power. Get out. You're a one-tool player. I'm looking for at least three tools.
I mean, no offense.
I'm fast. That's the tool.
Yeah, you could steal bases. You
better be really fast.
And pitch.
You're killing me out there, onesie.
There's no way you're going to be in the major. You cannot be like a major league third baseman with one hand.
No, you're pitching.
Impossible. That's it. I'm sorry.
And I know people.
What about catcher?
They have to throw it.
Yeah. I don't care how fast you could flip your glove up and use that one hand.
You're killing me with a guy on second with decent speed. And you're playing in the outfield with your nub. That transition of flip it up, throw the glove on the ground, catch it, and throw it is all you need for that half second, and we lose the game.
Yeah,
and you're going to stand there with your arms crossed as a coach going, I should have had a two-handed guy out there. I got a good arm. You got one good arm. Get out of here.
Pitcher. Pitcher's for you. That's it.
I don't like pitching.
Well, I guess you're not going to play baseball. Do you like watching? This 11-year-old was born with one hand. He just cranked a dinger. That's on the pitcher. I mean, I'm sure he's... Look at him go. That's a good swing, kid.
I'm sorry, but...
I just don't want you on my team.
You're just not going to... There's no way you're going to get any farther. And
look, I know there's analytics and all this new world of baseball. I'm old school. I like my able-bodied players on my squad.
So you pull them out, saying, listen, if you can't make the majors, you're not playing whatsoever.
No, he can play. I'm just... Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I'm going to go with that. Yeah, Brady, that's exactly right. If I don't see major league potential, I don't want you on my team. I'm going to do, and as a coach, everybody's looking going, that's all I want. I want kids who are the best. Comparatively, compared to the other kids, I want him to seem like he's the major leaguer.
That's impressive, cranking a homer with one hand.
See, I see it the other way. Well, this is a bad pitcher.
Yeah, I mean,
you're yelling at
probably
that
a
guy.
Wonderful oh, kid. Oh, I'm pulling him the second hit.
What are you thinking?
Oh, one hand gets a dinger off of you. You know, you're out. You play shortstop.
You're done. You're cut.
You're out. You're not pitching anymore.
Here we go. Tilly's pulling up every.
All of them. Yeah.
I know you got one-handed players on your football team, Tilly.
Yeah, that's right. You've got that Shaquem Griffin.
Yep. But that's different. Again, that's different. I mean, you could still tackle. He tackles well.
Look.
Yeah.
You can block the starting lineup on defense.
There are rare cases in which that works out, and I mean rare.
But in your case, you'd never find the rare one.
You didn't give up when you didn't give a shot.
Because I quit on the handicap when it comes to sports. And I'm not alone there. I'm speaking for everybody. If you're picking teams in basketball and you're looking at the wall of players available and you're a captain and one of them's got one arm, I'm not nailing that one right off the bat.
Yeah, that's a tough pick.
He's going down the list. Now, he might surprise me later. But the next day when we're picking again, still not going down that route.
John, how do you feel about one hand or one armed guys being third base coaches?
You can't wave them home. It just depends on which way he's facing to wave you around.
Yeah, you stick them at first base. They got to be the first base coach.
Yep. Yeah. All I got to do is point.
What if
whisper in the
do that windmill? That windmill and point is where the third base coach's job is two handed.
John, can you go dodgeball on him and just toughen him up and tell him to catch without a glove?
That would be impressive.
Put his face in front of it.
If he can pull that off,
If you can develop a throwing glove,
a body mitt,
I don't know what that.
What?
Well, like that's going to hinder the hand or arm.
It's going to hinder his speed. But I'm talking about an invention where it's just a bit like soccer goalies wear those giant hands.
Giant hamburger helper gloves.
And if you learn to throw with that, then you can catch and throw in one motion.
It just seems
like a scoop.
But we're making a lot of concessions for just not having a two-hander out there.
Give him a highlight scoop.
And good luck to you, kid. I hope it all works out. It's not going to. But I hope it's all going to work out for you. Baseball's fun. You can play and have fun. But I'm really mad at my pitcher. If I lose to a 17-handed team, I'm upset.
Guy texts back in, by the way, guys, it's an 8-year-old team. I forgot to mention that.
Oh, well, there you go.
They all suck.
Blind anyway. Kids can play 8-year-old baseball.
Yeah, they're all bad. Doesn't matter if you got one hand.
I coached that 9-year-old kid's basketball team, and midway through, I just threw my hands in. This is a goddamn joke. What am I doing? Just face the right way. That's
wrong
what
basket.
I've been trying to teach you plays. What I should have focused on is which direction to look.
You're coaching a little above their head.
Yeah, I was like, all right, look, I need you to do this. The inbounds play it's strategic.
No.
That you line up. Listen, where are you going, Daniel? Daniel!
Oh, for God.
Get in the line. And he's just staring at me the whole time. Like, look at the way the ball. The game's going on. You're looking at me. I had a clipboard. I was all hoosiered up. I had my my plays.
They don't understand certain terms.
Like two, Jaren.
Posting up.
Two.
Crossover.
Throwing out numbers. We worked on this.
Dribble. They don't even understand.
That's all I kept saying. Two.
Two.
Two. At this point, two should be kicking in. And Daniel's still facing the wrong way. Daniel shot at the, he made a rebound, got real excited, and put it right back in for the other team. And there I am trying to coach him plays. Screaming out, two, transition, pick, what the?
You got your dry erase board and everything.
And this, I remember we had one of the black fathers came over and he goes, you're doing a good job, man. Because he understood basketball, clearly. You're doing a good job, man. Thanks. Somebody recognizes it. You're really working on it. I'm like, I got plays, too. Two.
He goes and sits down next to his wife. This cracker thinks he's going to get the new play.
This mother crazy. He's doing a real good job if these kids was 25.
He puts out the 5 seats on timeouts out on the court for the players.
Were they 9? I argued with refs. I don't know what I was thinking. Almost got kicked out of a game.
Come on, ref!
A little bit.
And was it the teenagers that were reffing the games at that time?
No, it was an older man who stopped the whole game and walked over and goes, don't yell at me. And I'm like, don't you talk to me like that in front of the kids.
You're a little too passionate.
Show a little respect.
I was. I'm like, if you're going to talk to me like that, I'll talk to you however I want. You're missing every call out there. Two.
You're missing calls.
He was missing a lot of calls. Well, there was a rule that you can't run around the baseline to pass it in. And he was letting the other team do it. So I'm like, well, screw it if he's not calling it. And then my guy did it. Can't do that. I'm like, you've been doing it all day.
That's 15 steps without a dribble.
God damn it.
Did you throw chairs?
No, it was close.
Oh.
Your mother's looks like a Rottweiler with palsy.
Whoa.
Time out for a minute. Jaren, get the ball. Two. We're going to run two, God damn it. Do you guys even remember two?
There's only two. One and two.
Because so far...
We're doing two.
So far, what you guys think two is, Daniel stares at his mother, and Jaren just runs into a crowd of people, and the ball goes out of bounds. That is not two.
I think you're being a little tough on us, Coach.
I think you're just a bunch of pansies. There's a kid on the other team with one hand. He's the leading scorer. Yeah, I was not cut out for that. The kids loved me, though. Because we worked real hard and we had fun playing and I was teaching them stuff. But when the game came, boy, they were dumb. And then I realized I don't ever want to be a parent.
That's what did it, huh?
They're dumb. I can't be around this many dumb people at once. And they're going to invite other dumb people into my house.
Well, they grow out of the dumb eventually, right?
Not sure.
Don't they, Toledo?
Well, actually, I'll tell you this.
Yeah. No.
One of the kids,
no, they just make you more angry.
One of the kids on the team is dumber than he's ever been.
Wait a minute, you've kept up with the kids on the
team? Yeah, I got one that I know. That's how I got the gig.
Oh.
He still doesn't know what two is.
Dumber than... Oh, good Lord, no. Or a condom.
Oh. Now we get to the hurt.
Not my problem.
I know.
Making more dummies.
Yeah. He knows what $2 worth of meth is. He knows that too. Wow. Two bags.
Maybe it all started with your yelling on the side.
I never yelled at the kids.
It was really
now
good.
Now he's doesn't resorted to like meth.
It was a different time, though, because in 99 I can look and go, you're acting like a bunch of retards, and that was okay to do.
See, that's now he's probably has flashbacks.
No, he was just he was destined for
give me
it.
That meth.
I knew his parents. This was his lot in life. His path was clearly mowed out for him. Tried to put him
it was
in
his
sports.
Opportunity to get there's out. There's and
a
he
reason.
Blew it.
There's a reason why I was coaching the team, and not one of the parents was. None of these kids were going to make it. There was a couple of them that I'm like, that kid's good at sports. He's at, but the two athletes versus the seven or eight people whose moms just wanted him out of the house for a couple hours was that was what I was dealing with. It was a group of they were not good at basketball. We won a game. And I looked at the other coach, and I just, at the end, I'm like, man, this is hard. And he goes, I don't even know anything about basketball. None of the parents would do this. And it was clear. He just let them run bush wild all over that court. They weren't even on the court half the time. They're running up into the stands. And I'm like, just run to the basket and put it in. By that time, I'd quit, too. Like, if they're out in the crowd eating with their mom, that's 5-on-4. I know it doesn't make any sense to you, but just run to the basket until it goes in. Give the ball to Jaron. AJ was our point guard, little tiny black kid. Once we got the little tiny black kid, I'm like, give him the ball because he was so fast. I'm like, give AJ
you
the ball.
You find your franchise player.
Oh, I found my franchise, Jaron and AJ. I'll never forget it. This is 20 years ago. Never forget it. Once AJ showed up, I'm like, we've got a chance. AJ was tiny. I'm like, just he's the point guard. He has the ball all the time. If you're confused, give it to AJ. He's the easiest one out there to find in this lily white Ahwatukee basketball league. Find AJ, throw it to AJ. He'll know what to do. AJ, I just need you to never give the ball to anyone else.
You got it, Mr. Homer.
All right, man.
And that's when his dad came, you're doing a good job. Letting AJ have the ball all the time.
You're smart.
That was really smart calling. AJ gets it. That's a good play. And as a coach, after a while, you just start screaming, give it to AJ. The other team doesn't. They even know. Just give it to AJ. They can hear me.
They're going to pass it to the black kid.
Every time. You guys can't stop it. You're Ahwatukee kids. And then I was running plays called Section 8, which was just basically give it to AJ. It's 7:06. What do you got on the big board of musical treats on Tool Week? I'm sure we got some tool stuff.
Yes. Brought to you by ELOteam.com. Looking to sell your house? Get in touch with us. ELOteam.com. Fill out the form and we'll help you out. It's Tool Week. So, yeah, we got a bunch of Tool songs up here. Intolerance, Schism, Parabola, Stinkfist. So on their set list, they've been switching up on Intolerance and Part of Me, which are some older songs. Intolerance on Undertow, Part of Me's on Opiate. So I think we'll do Part of Me, which would be really cool to hear.
All right.
In Glendale if they play that one.
It'd be fun to hear.
Yeah.
All right then. Yeah, our machine boss, Trip Reeb, went to the show last night. Last song he sent me was at 11:30. Texted me this morning.
Wings Up at 12:30.
And I said, was that one of the early songs? He goes, last song of the night. I'm like, you're a machine. Just got a text back. Thanks for noticing. He's on his way.
Although,
impressive.
You know, I thought, you know, Trip Reeb would be front and center for something like this. Like, he seemed a little far away there.
I like to see it. I've been to shows with Trip. He's like, I like to be in the middle. I like to see the action. But I also like access to the back. Some free drinks. And he gets a VIP pass and then goes wherever he wants. Tends to be kind of mid-range. Front row sucks.
It does sometimes.
It does. Almost yeah. A show that big
yep.
With those screens and stuff like that. Like Metallica, I was standing right in front of him. Like, it's too much.
If you're in a smaller venue, like when Tool played the Orpheum Theater.
That's amazing.
It was incredible.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there's nothing they can do behind you can't see.
Right.
But at a stage that they're going to have this week, you want to be a little bit further back. Those screens are 25 feet tall. They're massive. Oh, yeah. And if you're right up on top of it, it's just bright lights. Yeah, this will be good stuff. Tool, Wednesday night, we got tickets we're going to give away. I think our Instagram page still does it.
Not this week.
It doesn't?
No.
Well,
Randall pulled
it's
them.
It's been shut down.
Instagram?
Oh, they closed it finally? Good.
About time.
Great. Well, how will I ever know that J-Lo's still working out? Well, anyway, I guess I'll figure it out some other way.
J-Lo has abs. I know because she keeps telling me.
That Tool experiment gained us 400 followers last week.
Nice.
How much of it was people timing their pee?
None.
Wow, nobody even participated in the good.
Either that or Randall took them all down.
That's my guess. They're scared to death. Our Instagram page, by the way, I know they hate me.
Because our last post on our Instagram page was Ian and Rob Halford.
Worthless, our Instagram page, because it's not taken care of by us. If it was us, we'd allow you to do whatever you want, because that's what social media is supposed to be. When it's run by everybody else, it's this neo-Nazi weird kind of information machine that only we want certain things. Everybody gets edited. Everything gets bounced back. I don't participate. I don't want anything to do with it. So if you guys want to play along, it's basically just following Dom.
And he's got rules.
Yeah. Dominic Bjorgignone. I don't know how to spell it either, but he's got an Instagram page. Just follow him. Because I don't care if you're on our Instagram page or not. At all. Facebook's something we kind of pay attention to, but that's just to communicate. Mm-hmm. Pictures and stuff. Outside of that, Instagram and everybody on it. Never liked it.
Said Brady. Go nuts, Brady.
Oh, yeah, Brady can. I forgot Brady's on it now. You're a grammar. I forgot. Brady's gram is great. You can watch him dress up like Guy Fieri and eat sauces. That seems to be the American dream. Watching other people eat or work out. Ooh, Elizabeth Hurley's in a bikini. Imagine that. Wow. You know how I know she looks good in a bikini? She keeps telling me. Used to be you have to tell people they look good. Not anymore. Instagram's like, look at me. I look amazing. Hey, world, look. Me. You look amazing. I know. I put the picture up. You think I don't know that? Incredible. It's dumb.
John, I love your experience in coaching YMCA ball. My son's coach in seventh grade had a play called three. Kids all ask, what's three? Yeah, Andre's number is three. Give it to Andre and he'll score.
I should have had play 12 because AJ was 12. AJ was so little and so fat. The ball wouldn't go between his legs. He was that small. And he kept trying to dribble between his legs. I'm like, AJ, you got to knock that off. Get a couple feet on you. You'll be all right. And then I met his dad, and his dad's only like 5'8". And I'm like, oh, what a shame. But, yeah, he could dribble like nobody's business. And he was so low to the ground, he was like Curly Neal floating around out there. I'm like, just skip the fancy stuff. Switch hands. But don't go between your legs because the ball bangs into both your legs. You're too little. He couldn't be stopped. But even that ball up in the air was like throwing a cinder block. So we had to get
shot put.
Yeah. We didn't score a lot. High score of 44 points. We went nuts once.
That's pretty good.
Every other game was like 18.
So you're talking about the social media thing a second ago? I posted the set list from the LA show.
Yeah.
And somebody on here put, I would say something, but I got blocked from the 98 KUPD page for speaking negatively about Tool.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
They're blocking people just for
saying negative stuff?
It's Watchmen. It's really bad. It's just
like. So where does it stop? Can you, if you don't like Godsmack, can you say something? And then
no, because I don't like them either. You
it's
can
just all positive blue pumpkins. Yeah. That's it. Nobody really spooks anybody else.
You're not allowed to hate any bands out loud on our 98 KUPD official.
That's why I hate it at all.
No, how dare you?
Just if you have the time today, fire over. Dear leader, we enjoy your website. Thank you. Love, love, love.
I didn't know they were doing that.
Yeah, of course. There's another reason I don't want anything to do with it. Social media is supposed to be social interaction. You can't delete people at the Circle K who just stand there and go, you! Like, wow, I wish I could delete that guy, but I can't because it's reality. That's socializing.
That's a bit harsh, though. I mean, just for saying, like, if you go on there and you're racist and homophobic. And
even
I get,
still.
That's when I kind of get that, but, like, I don't know. Just for saying, I don't like Tool.
If you go on there and you're racist, you're exposing yourself.
Yeah. I mean, it's
so long as we go on and go, don't like this guy, but then it just sparks this thing. It's just not worth it. Social media is
good. Well, you can go on our Holmberg's. We won't block you if you don't like Tool.
You go on our Facebook page, which we control. Outside of that, I got no time for this because it always turns into everybody's a dick. We're dicks for blocking. You're dicks for being blockable. I'm not interested.
Yep. It's a whole dick
everybody.
Mess.
Here's the thing. Everybody send a picture of your penis to our Instagram page and let's just shut this thing down.
HMS underscore 98 underscore official.
Everybody send a dick pic to Dom, and he'll just be inundated until he's like, we have to change the thing. Not worth it.
He'll block you.
I hate it. I hate social media. I hate self-serving nonsense. And again, deletion of people's opinions is just so stupid.
Holy crap, I thought I was the only one. Same thing happened to me on Facebook. I got booted for a comment.
Yeah, the 98K.
Well, and on the flip side of it, you're being a butthole. You know, there is a truth to the idea of why take the time to just go, I don't like this. Well, then just don't like it and stay quiet.
Right. Why do you even
Well, that's
like
tough.
During
that's
during
tough
a,
for people.
No, it's
that's
not. How, it is today.
All, yeah.
But during a movie, somebody just doesn't stand up and turn to everybody else and go, I don't like this. You just sit and go, eh. Or you leave and you keep it to yourself. You don't just wreck it for everybody who's having a good time. And that's you. But again, if you do it and you take the time, nobody should delete you. But then it just opens the door because three comments later, we're talking about Trump. I guarantee it.
Right.
You can't go, dude, well, why do you waste our time? Because you liberal snowflakes are always little. Oh, will you call me a liberal snowflake? You're president. Here we go.
That was the game you played 3 years ago. How long does it take to get to Obama?
Yeah, how long to Obama? Yep. And three.
Yep.
Almost every time. I could put a picture up of a flower and just tease, isn't the environment beautiful?
What a beautiful
thing. That's all you have to say. That's all you have to say. Oh, it's going to be beautiful unless somebody does something. Well, maybe if Obama. I'm like, here we go. It's a it's a picture of a
that won't
flower.
Be around too long, that flower, because of the
Enjoy
EPA.
It,
because
these people are ruining everything. Here we go. It's easy to bait the masses. Individuals are good. Crowds are sketchy. And we've invited them all in. I just don't get social media at all. They're talking about it this morning on, look at J-Lo's abs. Like, how'd you find that picture? She posted it. That's not how it's supposed to go. Look at J-Lo's butt. How'd you find that picture? She put it up herself and said, look at my butt. Yeah, okay. Well, I was going to do that anyway, but now that you want me to, it's a little weird.
We're not supposed to.
Yeah, and also, if I do it and you're not posting it, suddenly I'm a pervert. I stick to porn. Porn's the answer. And everybody knows it. That's why Samsung's got that thing where I can throw my phone up onto the TV now.
Yep.
And with one click of a button. My porn becomes 90 inches of glorious porn rather than that.
Oh, the Apple AirPlay's been around for a while. That's
I know,
glorious.
But it's just a beautiful thing. It's like Samsung's like, you got your phone? Here's a button. Twink. Whew. Fires it right up there.
John, great this is stuff. Why I text into you guys, because if I have nothing else to do while I'm driving around all day for work, if you don't like my text, you don't talk about it, and I don't hear from you. So I understand it.
Stop driving and texting. I do it too, but Don't blow
it
up.
Don't brag about it.
Don't celebrate it. All right, let's do some Tool here. Start it all off. Which one are we doing?
Part of Me.
Part of Me. It's Tool Week. Concert psyching rock for a show you're going to have to buy scalp tickets to or win through that miserable Holmberg's Morning Sickness Instagram page. But not anymore. I don't know how we're going to give them away. We might have stragglers laying about.
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98 KU.